AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Heavy rains in the Houston area have forced evacuations. Roads are closed. High water rescues, including one involving a school bus as well. Tim Cady is at the National Weather Service.
It's really been several waves of heavy rain that have impacted the greater Houston area. First one coming on Sunday night into Monday morning, and then several additional periods of rainfall after that have led to both flash flooding and serious flooding along our rivers.
Texas Democratic Congressman Henry Cuellar and his wife have been indicted on conspiracy and bribery charges in connection with a Justice Department investigation into ties between American business leaders and the former Soviet Republic of Azerbaijan. Former aide Hope Hicks has been testifying in New York in former President Donald Trump's hush money trial. She recounted how Trump's 2016 presidential campaign became embroiled in a political firestorm over a tape in which he boasted about grabbing women without their permission. Police have cleared pro-Palestinian protesters out of a tent encampment at New York University. New York police also cleared an encampment at the New School in Greenwich Village. David Meehan was awarded $38 million by a jury in New Hampshire after he blew the lid off abuse allegations at the state's youth detention center, finding the state's negligence allowed him to be beaten, raped, and held in solitary confinement as a teenager. President Biden gave Luke Skywalker a tour of the White House.
Mark Hamill was in town. They met.
Hamill says he saw the Oval Office.
I was honored to be asked to come to the White House to meet the president, the most legislatively successful president in my lifetime.
The Los Angeles Lakers have fired coach Darvin Ham after just two seasons. Stocks are higher on Wall Street. This is AP News. Turkey's president has imposed a trade ban on Israel.
Because of Israel's actions in Gaza, at a news conference after Friday prayers, Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan said Israel had killed tens of thousands of Palestinians without mercy, and that, as a Muslim, it's unthinkable for us to stand by and watch this happen. Whatever steps need to be taken, we took them. The Turkish president announced the end to a trade volume he says is worth approximately $9.5 billion because of Israel's military actions in Gaza. Turkey has said that the ban would stay in place until a permanent ceasefire is achieved and until the Israeli government allows all humanitarian aid to reach Gaza without hindrance. I'm Karen Chama.
The Justice Department told Iowa's top officials it plans to sue the state over a new law making it a crime for a person to be in Iowa if they've previously been denied admission to the U.S. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Your check, your cooperative. As a farmer-owned lender, Farm Credit Mid-America shares the success of the cooperative with our customers, which is why we've returned more than $1.25 billion back to our customer owners over the last 8 years. It's proof being a part of our cooperative pays. Patronage is an annual decision made by the Board of Directors to return earnings to eligible customers. To learn more about patronage and eligibility, visit fcma.com/patronage.
Hey, wake up! New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's,